Okay, so it looks like it's recording now.
Yes!
I've never used this before, so I don't know how this is going to work.
All right, I'm ready. Let's get podcasting.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Diego's over there watching TV with his headphones on.
I'm ready.
Well, I can't hear you. Are you like on the other side of the room?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I thought you could still hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. You're like, I'm ready. Goodbye.
Matthew, I need to Snapchat something. All right, I'm ready.
All right. You're listening to That's What I Said, a podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Matthew Dickens, and co-hosting with me is Joanna Picklechip Zaleski.
Oh, God. That's not sticking, is it? Whatever. If we become famous and that's what I become known for, I'll get, like, free pickle chips. So I will take that.
Yeah, everyone will come up to you and give you pickle chips.
Yeah, I will. It's like when Trixie gets all the Contact DVDs, and Miss Cracker's now getting a bunch of saltines. I will take it.
I saw that. You told me about the pickle chips, and I had to look them up online because I had never heard of them before. It doesn't look like our grocery stores around here carry them.
I wonder if it's a Southern thing, because in North Carolina there's a pickle festival coming up.
Oh, really? I would totally go to that.
I'm thinking about it, but I think when I saw it, I had school stuff going on. But I mean, how do you pass up? But South Carolina has a lot of weird festivals. Like, we have the crawfish festival coming up, and then we have the poultry festival coming up. So if you miss one weird one, you'll get another one in like a couple weeks.
Oh, you have another chance. I don't know the last time I've been to like a festival or a fair or something like that.
Also, my town specifically is known for the okra strut. It is like a week long thing of like celebrating okra.
I'm looking up online. Lay's has a pickle chip. Is that?
Yeah, they do. Lay's Pringles is the best one.
Good?
They're very good. The only of the three brands of pickle chips I've tried, the only ones I didn't like were hers.
So are these actual? They just look like potato chips. Are they just flavored?
Oh yeah, they're not like made out of like dried pickle. No.
See, I was thinking they were like dehydrated pickle slices.
No, they are. There's a potato chip with a dill flavor on them.
I'm gonna still search around and see if I can find them.
Yeah, get the Pringles. I mean, the Lay's are fine. You'll have a good time with the Lay's, but the Pringles ones are my favorite.
You'll have a good time.
Welcome to South Carolina.
All right, so the topic for today's episode is going to be adulting and how well you and I are doing it.
Okay.
I found a list on thrillist.com. It's called 30 Things You Should Know How to Do by Age 30. And I figured we would just go through them and see how many of these we were able to do.
All right.
So I didn't edit this list at all. I just rearranged them because the list seemed like it was not put in any sort of what's the right word?
Cohesive order?
Yeah, any order that made sense. So I kind of grouped them together into different like categories. So here we go. The first category is cars and driving.
Okay.
Joanna, do you know how to change a tire?
No, and I can defend why I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
My mother gives me the greatest gift every year. She gets me a AAA membership. And if I changed my own tire, I'd be like wasting her money.
It would be an insult to your mother.
It would. I don't want to insult my mom. Can you do it?
Of course I can.
What? Why?
I don't know. I grew up having to be able to do all of my own like car maintenance and everything.
No.
I mean, it saves you a lot of money. I mean, which I guess brings us into number two.
Yeah.
Joanna, can you change your own car oil?
No. But again, I did buy a package when I bought my car that gave me free oils. Well, I paid for it, so it wasn't free oil. So
from the dealership?
Yeah. Which I guess, I don't know, I feel like my adulting so far has been throwing money at the problem.
Well, yeah. I mean, I find anytime we go to the, I can't even think of the last time we went to a mechanic and had anything done. All of the car maintenance and stuff we do ourselves.
Do you change your own oil?
Of course. It's not that hard.
Is it really? What do you have to do?
You just drain the old oil and put new oil in, change the filter.
Oh.
I mean, it takes maybe 30 minutes.
Then how come when I go to the 10-minute oil change, it says 10 minutes? Are they doing it incorrectly?
You want to know why?
Why?
Because they don't do anything. They take your money.
Well, now I just feel robbed.
We've gone to oil changing places before and have watched them not change any oil or change any oil filter and then charge us for it.
Oh, 60 Minutes used to do like the exposés on like how people got ripped off by mechanics and stuff. And yeah, mechanics and that's terrible. We can't trust anybody anymore.
No, that's why you got to learn how to do it yourself.
Yeah. What's the next thing? I'm failing so far.
When you're 0 for 3 or 2, the third one is jumpstart a car.
I know that you're supposed to take quartz.
Do you know where your car battery is?
Kind of.
Okay. Kind. Well, that's step number one.
Kind of. I always pop the hood and like look like I know what I'm doing.
You're like,
that's a car. I had the sweetest, like, my car battery died when I was at work and I was getting ready to go. And I popped the hood and I couldn't find the stick thing to prop it up. And I was like, I'm being ridiculous. Uh-huh. And one of my sweet parents came over to me and he's like, I'll help you. And he knows a lot more about cars and he couldn't find it. And so apparently the Chevy Spark does not come with one. You have to buy your own. Or I guess like improv.
Find a big stick.
He was like, this is crazy. I've never seen a car that doesn't have one. I said, so it's not just me. I felt so dumb.
You made you feel a little better.
Yeah. And I've had very nice, because like I've gotten to the weirdest like car incidents at my work. Like I told you about, like, I got hit by a bus at school, right?
No.
Oh my God. Yeah. Last year I got to work super early and next to our business in the same like parking area is a pet place, like a pet grooming place. So I pulled, like, there was a school bus turning around in our parking lot. So I was like, okay, I'm going to avoid them. I'm going to go over to this parking lot, plenty of space, not a problem. So I start texting somebody and I look up and I see the red lights in my mirror and I'm like, looks like they're going to hit me. Oh my God, they're going to hit me. And they hit me. And I'm like, my car is going to be totally smashed. It was like, it was dented like a couple of places. Like, I can't open the trunk properly. But that Chevy Spark took a hit. And the bus driver was like, we don't have to say anything about this. I said, by law, you got to report that. Because there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah.
I think we are going to have to say something.
And so by the time, like, the police start coming, my parents are arriving and they just see me in the parking lot with a cop and a school bus. And people just assume I'm the one who hit the school bus because that makes sense. And I'm like yelling at every parent, like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. But my favorite is one little girl in my class. Like, everyone recognizes my car because it's like a little Chevy Spark, and like ran in and told my class, like, Miss JoJo got hit by a bus.
I started laughing when you started telling the story, because I was trying to figure out when you asked me if you had told me the story about you getting hit by a bus. I was trying to figure out if your car got hit by a bus or if you got hit by a bus like crossing the street.
I like to keep the mystery alive in my story. Start with the most dramatic and reveal back. I'm like, uh-huh. I'm like basically the human equivalent of those clickbait videos. Actually,
watch Southern woman get hit by a bus.
So it was scary though, because I had to drive like over this what's that called when there's a barrier? It was like a parking, like a
speed bump,
kind of. But like,
oh, you mean like the divider?
Yeah, I drove over the divider, probably damaged the back of my car trying to get away from it. And I'm sorry, the sound of your car getting hit by a bus is a horrible sound.
Does it sound like you think it would?
It sounds worse. And like, it was just kind of like, it's a funny story, but like that bus, I felt bad for the bus driver, because like, he's like, I couldn't see your car. It's so little. And
obviously he's going to get in trouble for that.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like no damage to the bus. And like
that's why he was trying to keep it on the down low.
Yeah. But he could get in more trouble for not reporting it, because like anytime a bus was involved in an accident, no matter if it was a small bump to the car, all the car seats had to be replaced. That's South Carolina law.
Oh,
so the bus has to go through an inspection every time it gets hit. That's just the law. So, I mean, if I didn't report it and somehow, like, because it's middle school kids, they're going to tell, like, oh, we got into an accident this morning. And well, did, you know, and he was going to get out anyway. So it's lucky for him that he did report it, because, I mean, people are always scared to report stuff, but it usually can protect you. Like, if you do the right thing and you did the like everything you could, then,
you know. Yeah, go through the proper channels and everything.
It's just a really funny accident. All right, what's the next thing? No, and to answer your question, I don't know how to find the battery.
Jumpstart my car.
Yeah, long story.
Well, that's not very hard either. I mean, you're literally matching up the red side with the red side and the black side with the black side the other person's car.
I think I could figure that one out.
Yeah. Well, after you find the battery.
Yeah. I feel like our generation is so lucky that we have YouTube and Google.
Oh, yeah. Every time we have to, like, replace something on our car, we look it up online. And, I mean, we can look up our car and how to replace, you know, whatever on a smart car. And
there's usually a video, which is amazing. Like, I can Google the stupidest problems. Like, the carpets in our house are very flat. And I'm like, I type in, like... Okay. My carpets are flat.
As opposed to?
Well, they're not, like, fluffy anymore. They're just, like, and even when I vacuum, they still stay down.
I thought you meant, like, my floor is too flat. It should be more lumpy than this.
I like a little lump in my floor.
I really wish I lived on a slant.
Well, when we were house hunting, the first house we saw, there was a slant into it. And I was like, this is cool, but I feel like this also could be a problem later down the road. I Googled, like, my carpet, I can't get it fluffy anymore. And it said, do you need a carpet rake? And I said to myself, what's a carpet rake? And it's a
rake. It sounds like you need one.
I did. It is a cute little rake that I just scrape across the carpet and it fluffs it up. And I now own one, and I amaze my boring old friends when they come over, and I'm like, you guys want to see something cool? I've literally pulled it out, and they're okay. Either they're lying to me or they're like, wow, where did you get one?
Joanna, you never invite me to your parties.
Ooh, it's a real rager. Let me tell you.
It's that time of night where we get the carpet rake out.
Look at the definition of a carpet. Woo! Yeah. Even if I get all these wrong, the fact that I've carpet raked at a party before says I win.
I mean, that should count for at least a few of these.
Makes up for all the car ones. All right. So, no, I don't do that.
I have a feeling I know the answer to this next one. Number four, Joanna, do you know how to drive a stick shift?
What do you think I know?
I'm going to say you don't know how to.
Why do you think that? I mean, you're right, how dare you assume?
I don't know, because I don't think a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people learn how to drive a stick shift. And I mean, there's really no reason to have to learn.
Yeah, there's so many automatic cars. I feel like if I wanted to learn, like, my brother-in-law knows how to do it, but it looks like so much work. He's always like, boop, 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 boop. It's like he's on the control deck of the Enterprise.
It is a lot of work, especially if you're on, like, stop-and-go traffic on the freeway. It's a huge pain in the butt.
So you can do it?
Yeah. I grew up, when we were kids, we would go camping a lot and go, like, off-roading. And so I grew up learning how to drive manual. So it's definitely one of my skills.
I mean, it's necessary if we're in a, like, trying to get away situation. We're like,
Fast and Furious type of situation.
Yeah, which we're in all the time. Mm-hmm. We talk about
it. If you ever have to Tokyo drift, it's good to know how to drive sticks.
On a side note, because we get off topic. I think I get off topic. Anyway, have you seen?
We very rarely get off topic.
Have you seen Blockers?
Can I tell you that? So for the last two episodes of this podcast, I've prepared a whole bunch of stuff, and then we only get to about a fraction of it. So
okay.
I've decided I'm only going to prepare one thing, and then we don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
We're going to go see Blockers later tonight.
It's really good. I was going to tell you one of the jokes in it if you had seen it, but if you hadn't.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, so. It was a surprise. My friend Stacy and me, I love the guy who plays he plays Morgan in the Mindy Project. The guy that's not John Cena.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He's great. Also, shout out to my brother-in-law. He looks just like my brother-in-law. So it's so weird because he does things in that movie. I'm like, oh, Bruce. anyway, yeah, it's surprisingly poignant. And there's a part about Tokyo Drift in there. All right. No, I don't know how to do it. I'm off topic, but I'm back on it now.
Speaking of movies, we've got, movie passes. Do you know what that is?
You like a gift card, kind of?
No, like the service movie pass, they give you like a credit card and you pay a monthly fee and then you can go see unlimited movies.
Oh, is that like that $10 thing and it's like for Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, do you like it?
It's good. His name is Ike Barinholtz.
Oh, Ike Barinholtz. Thank you.
What was I talking about? Movie pass? I don't remember why I brought this up.
I said, what's the next thing? And you said, we have movie passes. And then you asked me what a movie pass was.
No, I asked you what a movie pass or. I know what a movie pass is.
I know what. Well, I know now.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, there's not a lot of good movies coming out right now. I feel like we've seen all of them.
I heard A Quiet Place is really good.
But we saw that already. It was very good. It was very scary. It wasn't like a horror movie. It was just like suspenseful.
I don't like horror movies, so that'd probably work out for me.
Yeah, you would probably like it. I mean, it wasn't like gory. There was probably like two jump scares.
That's not bad.
I thought the story was really good. Diego said he was expecting more because everybody had been talking it up so much.
Yeah, I'm trying to not listen to people talk about it because I won't want to see it. There's another thing I want to see. All right, but we'll talk about that after the list. What else is on the list?
Number 5, Joanna, how well is your parallel parking?
It was really good when I got my license, and I have not needed it ever since. But you know what I can do and I use all the time? So I'm going to substitute one. I can 3-point turn like a boss. I even use my 3-point turn.
Without even slowing down?
Well, no. You have to slow down to be safe. No.
Well, that's not fast or furious.
No, I am not. I am slow and cautious.
Slow and cautious.
Slow and cautious. I'm always like yelling that's at the rock to like, slow down.
You're not wearing your seatbelt.
I wonder if they do wear seatbelts in that movie. I've never seen those movies. I'll have to look at it.
You haven't seen any of them? There's only like 15 of them.
I've never seen them. No. I don't like car movies. I like, you know, the only car movie I like is Cars. Cars 3, specifically.
Okay, well, it's nothing like Cars.
Okay, it's your... It's nothing like Cars 3?
No. Cars is a lot more slow and cautious.
Okay. Well, excuse me. Have you not seen Lightning McQueen?
Actually, I think I've only seen the first Cars movie.
The second one's terrible. The third one's amazing.
No, really?
Yeah, that's worth it.
I'll have to get back to you on that.
Yeah. So, no, how's your parallel parking?
I'm not that great at it. I'm okay in my car because I know like the dimensions of my car. But if I try to parallel park Diego's car, that's not even.
Well, his is the smart car, right?
No, mine is the smart car.
Does Diego not have a smart car?
No, he's got a normal size car.
Oh.
But I'm always like 3 feet away from the curb.
I did it yesterday, but I can drive into it, but I can't.
I actually. I don't know if it's the same in South Carolina, but in California, they make you parallel park for your driving test.
Yeah, they do.
And if you hit the curb, it's like an automatic fail for the whole driving test. And in the driving school that I had gone to before taking my driving test, like they had warned us, like, you have to know how to do this because if you hit the curb, like you have to basically you have to reschedule for your next appointment. And so my time came to show the person how to parallel park, and I drove up on top of the curb. And the guy opened the door and looked out and said, well, the opening for the driveway was here, so that's fine. And I was like, oh, my God, I got so lucky.
I had the meanest driving teacher.
Technically, I should not be able to drive right now.
You're a monster. So I had a very nice man named Mr. Potts, and I said, how's Mrs. Potts? And he said, just drive. but he was very nice, and he used to work for the DMV, so he says, this is exactly what they're going to ask you to do. And I was nervous anyway, so when I went to take my test, the lady didn't say anything to me, so I was like, I guess she wants me to start rolling. So I did the entire test without her saying anything, and I pulled up, like, expecting, like, congratulations, and she went, you didn't let me say anything. You just started going, and you didn't go for any instructions. Like, so cool.
Well, is she going to be driving with you in the future every time?
And I was
like, I assumed you didn't say anything you wanted me to go. She's like, you should have waited. You never assume. And I was like, so I guess I didn't pass. She goes, no, you passed. But never.
Joanna in driving, you never assume.
she's Tokyo Drift.
Well, she let you pass, but she just wanted to let you know that she knew.
You never.
That you have trouble following directions.
Well, she should have given me some directions. So that was on her. Watch, she's the one person who listens and she rescinds my driver's.
Yeah. You're going to get a letter in the mail.
This jerk. Yeah, no.
Your driver's license has been recalled.
And then they hear yours is too because they hear you got away with hitting.
I know. Have you had to renew your driver's license since you were 15 or 16?
No, but I've lost my license a bunch.
Well, mine has expired since then, obviously, but they just renew it and send a new one in the mail. The picture on my driver's license, I'm literally 15 years old.
Oh, you never got a new picture?
No. And so now I'm, 6 months to being 30. And every time I have to show my ID, someone always says, oh, this is an old picture. Yeah, thanks.
That was not needed. I just looked at my... Yeah, I've lost my license way too much.
I should probably go through the process of getting a new photo.
It's not... It's just a pain in the ass to... Oh, I said ass. To get down there. Well,
now I have to flag this episode as explicit.
It's a pain in the patoot. I feel like patoot is worse.
I think it sounds worse.
It does. Patoot. Now I said it a bunch.
No, I still have a while before mine expires. All right, so the last one in this category is not so much having to do with your car, but Joanna, are you able to navigate around without a phone?
I am now. I wasn't before. And it was
like without a GPS.
Yeah, it got to a point where I was just like, I didn't need it, but it was comforting. But I've gotten to know my area pretty well, and I'm actually trying to get better at that. So it's funny you say that because I looked up a Groupon, and there's like a explore your city, get to know your city kind of game. And it's like a little scavenger hunt. So you get to know the streets a lot better. I think it's for children, but I will take it.
Like, I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed. We can all learn together. What about you? Are you a GPS crazy person?
Yeah, I cannot. If I'm going somewhere where I've never been before, I cannot get there without my phone.
I rely heavily on it.
I can get to work and the grocery store by myself because I'm a big boy.
Yay! No, I can, if it's somewhere new, or sometimes someone will give me directions, like, oh, don't use your GPS, I'll tell you how to get there. I'm like, oh, okay, and I will tune them out and not listen to them as they explain it, go, and then as soon as they get in the car. And then, well, eventually, like, when we meet up, they're like, you didn't take the way I did. I was like, oh, I just missed the first turn, but I totally took the rest of your way.
Whoops.
Oh, no! You saw me? Oops.
I remember before everybody had a GPS on their phone, I used to have to print up the directions from like MapQuest.
Yeah. And if you miss something, you just give up.
Well, and then I would have to look at my odometer because it would tell me like, in 2 miles, you're going to be taking this exit. So I'm like, all right. So I've got a mile and a half still to go. My mom used to carry around, I don't know if it's if you guys have it, but it was called a Thomas Guide.
No.
Oh, it's this giant like encyclopedia of maps for your region, and it's like down to every little street. So it'll tell you like at the edge of this page, you go to page number, whatever.
I would like to get better at just using like an actual map to get around.
Like a paper map?
There was a thing in the Times a couple years ago that said that this generation is directionally challenged. Like, we just can't figure it out.
I could imagine. I mean, obviously I could read a map if I knew where I am on the map to begin with, but having to like look around and then find the landmarks on the map.
I got confused by the Disney World map. So on the app, I was like, this is ridiculous. And I love Disney World and wanted desperately to figure it out. I mean, it was pretty simple, but it just kept like, it had a lot of bugs to it when we had it, and it was just like, it was a little funky.
We've used it before. I don't remember it being, although we were with people who know Disney World inside and out, so I'm sure.
Have you been to World and Land?
No, I don't know what that
is. Oh, Disney World and Disneyland.
Oh.
I was being fancy with my terminology. Like,
what's World and Land?
Have you been to the World?
Yeah, we've been to
Which one do you like better?
Well, I live in California, and I drive past Disneyland every single day to go to work to come home. And I can say that Disney World is a lot better.
Are you a member?
I have no loyalty to our own Disney park.
Is there just more to do?
No, we used to have annual passes for Disneyland, but they've just gotten so expensive, and we never have time, and so.
Is there more to do at Disney World? Because we've only been at Disney World,
Oh, yeah. I mean, Disney World is like, I don't even know how many parts. It's like 7 different parks.
Yeah. We've got Hollywood Studios, Epcot, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom. Did I forget one? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, moving on.
Okay, so the next category is I titled eating and drinking.
Wait, how did we score on that last? I think I was 0 for 0, and I think you only missed one.
No, you had 2, and I had 4 out of 6.
All right.
I put you down for parallel parking and navigating without a phone. Okay,
Ryan's gonna laugh when he hears that you put me down for navigating.
I was the other 4. He's gonna call you out on all your lies.
I can do it for some places. I'm taking a class.
Do you know what I'm really bad at is the knowing the number of the freeways. So when someone says, "Oh, it's over by the whatever freeway."
Oh, I didn't tell you. I got into a fender bender, and it was on. I'm going to say this because I said it a million times. I'm on right on the exit to 103. So I call the police and they're like, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm right on the exit to 103. Going which way?" I was like, I do it? I don't know. And they're getting frustrated. They're like, "We're trying to find you, ma'am." I was like, "I'm next to the Hooters. I don't know what to tell you. What way is the-?"
Ma'am, are you an adult?
I know. Going north, south, or east. I'm like, okay. Go to the 103 exit, and that is where I am. And then apparently there's multiple 103 exits. And I was like, the one next to the Hooters. I think they Googled it. So,
you know what's an East Coast versus West Coast thing? We put the in front of the freeway number, and you guys don't do that.
Oh.
So, like, for us, it would be the 103 freeway or highway or whatever.
I've never heard that before. You guys are weird.
Yeah, that's a California thing.
California girl.
So eating and drinking. Joanna, how good are you at cooking?
I am pretty decent. I would before my kitchen exploded, but
I'm pretty good. I was getting better. What about you?
We can. I don't like cooking.
Though. I like it.
Like, I don't have the patience. If I'm hungry, I just want to eat right now.
Oh, see, I like planning a good meal. And it's helped, like, because I am a picky eater. And so it's kind of opened me up to eating new things. And I've talked about him a lot, but I'm going to say his name again. Gordon Ramsay really helped me enjoy cooking because I got really into those shows. And
Joanna, I've never heard of him.
Don't you mess with me. Don't you dare. Because I became obsessed with Jeremy Jordan every time I listen to Ryan goes, "Who's this guy? I don't know who it is."
Who did you say?
Jeremy Jordan.
No, I don't know who that is either. I really don't know who that is.
Oh my God.
I know who Gordon Ramsay is.
I would hope so. Jeremy Jordan is he's in the Newsies musical. He's the original in that.
Oh, and, yeah, okay.
And he was in the movie version of The Last 5 Years. Did you see that?
No, the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's about a couple breaking up, and it's them breaking up
slowly.
No, it's out of order at a sequence. So we start with them, and their relationship has just ended, and she's dealing with it, and then we like go back to when they first met. So it's all out of sequence, and we kind of have to figure out what happened.
That sounds confusing.
No, it's romantic and depressing all at the same time. I watched it on Christmas Day when we were getting ready. I don't know why. It was really depressing. I knew it was on Netflix forever, and I was like, I'm picking right now. And I was drinking mimosas when I was doing it, so I was like, why, Jeremy Jordan, why? So.
It's with Anna Kendrick.
She's great in it. I love Anna Kendrick.
She's good in everything.
I know. She just seems like a... Did you see she Wait, have you seen the new episode of Drag Race?
The latest, yeah.
Okay, well, I won't say who in case someone listening hasn't heard it yet, but Dusty Ray got... Oh, I just said it. Dusty, she got, like, sent a nice message on her Instagram to Dusty Ray about, like, you know, I was a fan, you know, keep it up. Oh, God, I just dropped my microphone. Anyway. All right, so you don't like cooking at all?
Not really, no.
Does Diego like to cook?
Diego does.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I mean, I gotta help him, and I don't like helping.
scary.
I've always wanted to try one of those services, though, like the Blue Apron or...
That seems so expensive for, like, one or two meals.
Yeah, it is kind of expensive. And also, Diego's got a special diet, and they don't cater to... If you have special dietary needs.
Shut up, Chloe.
So this next one, I don't really know what they mean by it. So we can just come and go. It's operating a grill. I'm assuming they mean like barbecuing.
Yeah, like on an open grill.
But I'm gonna just.
What other grill would they mean by that?
I don't know. Like, look at my sweet grill.
Yeah, in the cooking section, they're talking about your teeth.
Well, these are sections that I put together.
Oh, okay.
This list was all out of order.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to assume it's grill. And no, absolutely. I like the smell of it. And I want to learn. Before we had an apartment, we couldn't have a grill. I think we might get one now that we're at the house. Just because it's to eat. But
so you would consider this like its own thing?
What do you mean its own thing? Like, it's not part of cooking. It is cooking, but it's not cooking on the grill. Like... Do you know how to operate? Like, that's just that's a stereotype. That's like a dad thing to know how to do. Like, you know, cook on the grill, you know. I want to know how to do it just because I love the smell before you grill. Like, the coals burning and stuff. I think I'm going to talk to Ryan about getting one because, like, we can get even a little cheap one. Because, those fancy ones scare the heck out of me.
You should get one.
A fancy?
I mean...
The only way we discovered this lately, the only word I say Southern is fancy.
That's because it's such a non-fancy word.
Fancy. Yeah. So I want a less sophisticated one. So I'm assuming since you were confused on the question, you don't know how to grill.
Yeah. No, I do. I just didn't think that it was like a skill that you needed to have. I thought it was just cooking.
Well, I mean, it is like giant things of fire and coal. I mean, it's kind of scary. You have you have to get gasoline for it. That's terrifying.
Gasoline,
right?
Okay,
is there not gasoline in that?
Well, obviously you don't know how to grill.
Wait, don't you put gasoline in it?
No, you put like lighter fluid.
Okay, that's like the same, right? It's like the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
For our listeners at home, it's like the same thing. It's not. Well, it looks like. Like how the flames light up?
I'm going to send you some YouTube videos on how to grill.
Okay.
So this next one, I wish I knew how to do. I'm going to preface it with saying I don't know how to do this. And it's pairing wine with a meal.
No, I don't. I don't know how to do that. I think wine's kind of bull, though.
You don't like wine?
No, I like wine, but I recently got into Adam Ruins Everything, which is a great TV show you guys should check out. And he did
which is based on a podcast.
It is based on a podcast. I have a big thing for Adam Conover. I love him so much. It has gotten to the point where usually, oh my God, it's so good. Okay. I instead of just like recommending things on Facebook, if I see someone's not doing anything, I'm like, you're going to watch this video. I've harassed people in public to watch it. I love it. But I've learned, and my poor mother, we were out the other day and I was like, did you know this? Did you know this? Did you know this? And you know, she's sweet. She was like, what? but he did this thing where that there's basically no way to tell one wine's better than the other. It's all subjective based on taste. And that there was a study done on like wine sommeliers, and they were asked to tell the difference between red and white wine. And they said, well, this one's obviously red. This is obviously white. But they had just dyed white wine red, and they couldn't tell the difference. And then they took like a $500 bottle of wine and a $10 bottle. And they said that the $10 bottle was terrible and the $500 one was amazing. And they were both the $500 one. So like, and these are people that get like, to become a sommelier is hard. You have to know a lot. And it's basically just wine has become like a luxury brand.
I mean, it's not even an easy word to say.
Sommelier, I know. I only really know how to say it. Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like when the episode when Craig... I'm Craig Middleton and this is my Visa reward card. Like, so good.
Such a good show.
God, it's so good. But I understand that it would obviously pair really well. Like, that wine pairing is cool, but I think, like, the whole, like, one wine's better than the other is not, so. I just started to like wine personally, so.
Well, I found that whenever I have, like, expensive wine, I tend to not like it as much as like, a cheap $10.
Yeah.
And even $10, that's expensive.
That is expensive. expensive. The,
I buy like a $5, $6, $7 wine.
The only, well, the I like champagne. I feel kind of bougie. But
oh,
I,
no.
You don't like champagne?
No. I cannot.
Why?
If every time I've had champagne, I've gotten sick. And so now if I, as I'm drinking champagne, I can feel like subconsciously, or not subconsciously, like Pavlovian, I start to feel sick even though
What happened to you? Like, what kind of champagne was it? It just doesn't
It was nice champagne.
It's just bubbles. I like champagne. Wine makes me like sick, but champagne, I love it. But my favorite is pink Moscato champagne. Because it's got a little bit of wine, but I will, like, and I call it, like, I have, like, a little ritual, and the house gets really messy. I'll get a bottle of pink Moscato champagne, and I will drink pretty much the whole thing, and the house will be clean, and then I just go to sleep. And then I bring out the carpet rink. Alrighty. Yeah, that's my favorite.
So this next one is making a decent cocktail.
Darn it. I can follow the directions to do it, but Ryan is really good at it. We started having these parties, like cocktails and classics, where we would come up with theme, like the two of us together would come up with a theme cocktail, and then he would make it for people. So like I know how to do it a little bit from watching him, but he knows how to do it. So I'm going to say no for me, but I know I have the skill to do it. And I was actually, it's so weird you say that, because I went on Groupon again, and they had like a bartending class you can take for $5, like a little webinar. And I was like,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, I might do it.
My sister bought a little like pocket-sized book for me. It's like a hardcover, not pocket size, a giant pocket maybe. It's like 1,000 cocktail recipes or something. So it's like anytime anybody wants a specific drink, you can look it up. And it's got the recipe.
If you want a good book.
We just never have any of the ingredients that cocktails ask for.
They're so fancy.
I wish we had like a little bar in my house that we could have like nice pretty bottles lining and just have like all the basic bar ingredients so that if anybody wants to come over and order a drink, we can make it up.
Well, when we get the kitchen back and the dining room back, that's one of the things I want in there. So I'll... Like when nice you eventually come. Yeah, I really do, because I think that'd be really pretty. And I want to give a shout out to an author. Tim Friedell is a children's book author, and he also wrote a book called Tequila Mockingbird. And it's all it's all about like different alcoholic drinks with literary names. And he is like the nicest person ever. And so I highly recommend checking that book out. It's great. And it's got a funny name. I don't like tequila, but I like Tequila Mockingbird.
I love tequila. Which I guess goes into number 11.
Do you love Joanna, tequila?
Can you control your drinking?
Absolutely.
Apparently by age 30, you're supposed to be able to control your drinking.
Absolutely. Yeah. I learned that pretty quick. I also have like a really high tolerance for drinking. I get to a point, this is a really weird test, and I don't know if it'll help anybody else, but you have to go to the bathroom and you have to hang your head. And if your head is dizzy between your legs, you need to stop.
You've had too much.
Yeah. I don't know if that's just a Joanna-specific test.
It sounds like a test that you've curated.
No, I just went to the bathroom once, and I put my head down, and I was like, oh, and I said I should probably stop, and that's become my test ever since.
No, I'm usually pretty good about it. Like, if we go out drinking with friends, I can tell, like, all right, this is my last drink. I'm not one of those people that's like,
yeah, drink, pass out.
I got a blackout and not remember the rest of the night.
Well, I don't get that. If I drink one over, I've had too much, I immediately get sick, and I have to go home, like, and be miserable.
But that's not the point of drinking, to, like, get sick.
Well, tell my body that, because my body is...
Well, no. I'm saying, for the people who drink excessively, like...
Yeah, I can't... I've never been able to drink excessively and have fun. I've drank excessively and gotten sick. Plus, okay, I've been to enough
bars... Well, getting sick, like, undoes all the fun you just had.
Yeah, well, previously. Also, most people get sick the night the day after, but I get sick the night of, and then I feel great the next day. But I also don't want to embarrass myself, like... I have been to a lot of bars where it's like, oh God, that girl is so embarrassing.
Girl. Like,
oh my God. And everyone's making fun of her and she doesn't know it.
Yeah. I think probably when you see it on somebody else, I think that's like a huge deterrent yeah. for like future you.
Yeah, like, ooh, that's not cute. That's just sad. That's just sad. So yeah, I can definitely hold my
All right, so I put us both down for that one. Did you drop me again?
No, yeah, I'm putting my makeup on right now, and the mic stand is literally sitting in my makeup box. Okay, back on topic. Ooh,
so Joanna, ooh. Okay, so you and I have been recording for an hour now.
Yes. How many have we gotten?
We're at number 12 out of 30. Oh. So
okay, I will speed it up. Let's do it lightning round speed.
Well, either that or we can make this a two-part thing.
Let's see how interesting we are.
All right, let's see. Okay, so number 12 is brew a good cup of coffee.
No, I don't think we need to know how to do that anymore because we have Keurigs.
Yeah, my Keurig does it for me, so I'm putting no for both of us. And so thus concludes the section on eating and drinking. This next section is short, and it's called the physical activities.
Oh, hell no. No to everything.
So you want me to just put you down for no to all
no,
these?
No, let's try it. I might be.
Joanna, do you know how to swim?
Yeah.
Can you believe that there are grown people who do not know how to swim?
Well, I can't do like the Michael Phelps like above water. Like I can like glide through the water.
You don't do it gracefully.
No, I can get there.
I feel like swimming. I feel like if somebody didn't know how to swim and they got thrown into the water, wouldn't your body just figure out like?
I know, like it's not.
How to swim.
It's kind of like a natural thing.
All animals know how to swim. And all right, so the next one is ride a bike.
Yes. I love riding bikes. I rent a bike from the park every couple weeks. And
we used to go bike riding all the time. We haven't in a while. Joanna, what are you doing?
Sorry. I didn't think I was being that loud. I have a NYX glitter pigment thing, a pod, and uh-huh. I'm at the last end of my glitter. And I've already done one eye.
I'm at the last end of my glitter.
That's a t-shirt right there. I'm at the last end. I've already done one eye all silver, and I can't change it at this point. So I look like a drug. I'm like, I have this little table that I'm like putting all this glitter on and shaking it on.
Just make one eye smaller.
I have mismatch eyes. This one's purple. And this
or just be bit. Artistic and asymmetrical.
Yeah. No, I hate asymmetry. I hate it. Well,
the next one is throw a football.
No.
And I can tell you right now, I am not sporty in any way.
Yeah, that's a big old no for me. Someone tried to teach me, and I was like, look, I don't care. I really don't.
Do you go, I was going to say, have you ever been camping? But this doesn't necessarily need to be camping. The next one is build a fire.
No.
Oh, I can.
Oh, look at you all sassy. Like, well, okay.
Like, not even in a fireplace?
No. I'm at South Carolina.
I guess not with.
We don't need to build
Not without gasoline.
Or lighter fluid, right? Whatever. This is South Carolina. Right, we don't need to burn a fire. It's not that cold here.
Don't you guys burn giant piles of leaves?
Oh, some people, but not me.
You're not that Southern.
No, I'm not that Southern. I just eat pickle chips and mind my own business.
Pickle chips and sweet tea?
No, ew. I hate sweet tea.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah,
you were on the anti-sweet tea.
Yeah, pickle chips and a Diet Coke. That's my deal.
So this next section, I've just titled General Adulting because they didn't really seem to fit.
Yeah.
Seem to fit in any other sort of category. Joanna, I don't know if you know this, but your taxes are due next week?
Yeah, it's this 15th.
Okay. So do you know how to do your taxes?
I know how to do them on like the H&R Block app. And then this year was the only year we've filed like in person because we bought the house this year. And I was like, that sounds like I didn't want to mess up anything. So I let this lady
Don't most people have a guy who does their taxes for them or has a software if they don't have anything complicated?
Yeah, the software is pretty easy. Like when I first did it, I was scared and I was like, oh, is that it? And
that's what we do, TurboTax. And I don't even do it. Diego does it. So the answer to that is a no. I don't know how to do my own taxes.
Oh, but say I was like the TurboTax, and then you said you don't do it. Diego does it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I could figure it out. I'm sure the questions are not hard.
No.
Like, do you have it? Do you have a job?
I have a job being fabulous. That's what I do.
Every day I'm working.
Like, you spelled work wrong. Like, no, I didn't. It's spelled with a
So, do you want me to put you down as knowing how to do your taxes?
Yes. I don't know how to All do right, them when they're you. Complicated, but I know how to do them when they're easy.
I mean, like, I couldn't fill out the paper forms if I needed to.
Oh, no, like, by hand, like how they used to do it? God, no.
Yeah. with an adding machine in my accounting visor.
Why do they have the visor? I wonder where that like came from.
I don't know. Should I look it up, no, or is that too off topic?
I'm kind of curious now. Just put a pin in it.
Accountant visor.
I think it was just sexy.
Why do accountants stereotypically wear a green eye shade?
Does it hurt them? Like maybe looking at the calculator hurt their eyes?
Reducing eye strain is precisely why the green eye shades came to be. Certain jobs involved a lot of vision-intensive work in somewhat difficult conditions, namely harsh, artificial interior lighting. Accountants would have to pore over numbers and lots of print while also having to be reliably accurate. Their jobs left little room for error. The green shades were considered to help reduce eye strain, toning down the unnatural office lighting. Oh, and then it's got a picture of the stereotypical, like, green banker's lamp.
Oh.
I'm going to send you a picture so you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Come back, computer.
Oh, you're not even in the same room?
No, I'm in the room. No, my computer, did you send it via Messenger? Oh, you sent it on Zen?
No, I'm trying to figure out how to, I'm going to send it to you on Facebook. How do we feel about Facebook right now?
I'm fine. Oh, I like that. I like that, I actually want one of those. I want one. I haven't been keeping up with the trials as much as I should be. I mean, I just kind of accepted the fact that, like, we're on the internet, we're being watched, but I'm not saying anything that interesting, so.
Joanna, I'm going to need you to be a professional podcaster and come a little closer to your microphone.
Oh. I am turning away while I look at, do my eyeliner. I am super professional. Is professional on there? Because I am nailing it. I don't know as much as I should to have a formal opinion, but my opinion about data mining is, I mean, it's kind of like the cost of technology in a way. Like, but I'm not saying anything government's interested in.
I have a lot of opinions about it, but
that's another topic.
This is not the. We'll talk about it another time. Okay. The next one is balancing a checkbook.
No, I have a bank account that does that for me. Why am I going to waste my time learning something I don't even know? I don't even know where my checkbook is. The only time I ever need to know where my checkbook is when the rare occasion someone doesn't take my credit card or cash, or when I need to know my routing number.
To be honest, though, when was the last time you had to write a check?
Yeah, like I never have to write one. Like it's so weird when someone asks me to write a check. I'm like, well.
I'm putting myself down as a yes, I do know how to do this, only because I work in accounting for my big boy job.
Do you wear a visor?
So, no, but I'm gonna add one to my Amazon cart right now.
Yeah, are you really?
No.
Oh, you should.
All right, fine. I'll shop later after we hang up. This next one is build a respectable wardrobe. Joanna, do you dress like a grown person?
I think I do. But I have a weird taste, so I wear scrubs at work, so I don't get to dress up or anything. Sometimes I get to be the Easter Bunny, and sometimes I get to, you know, wear costumes, but that's not really professional.
I mean, the question was build a respectable wardrobe.
Oh, okay. I literally have a whole costume a closet for my costumes.
So I mean, I think last episode we were talking about how you were dressed up as Cat in the Hat.
I was. So I mean, he's respected. If it means professional, then no, I don't have any professional. Like, if I had to go like work in an office tomorrow, I'd have to go shopping because I don't have office related clothes.
But I mean, could you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a good shopper.
Could you pick out like nice work clothes if you had to?
Yeah, like I've taken Ryan shopping, which I love. I love.
God, I hate clothes shopping.
I love it. Let me take you guys. You come down here. Oh, go shopping at the Bilks.
Yeah.
Southern.
Do I have to declare that when I fly back into California?
Yeah.
I don't know how interstate customs works.
Yeah. I like how Southern men dress. Like, it's very, it's like every day is Easter.
Do Southern men dress differently?
I mean, some do. Like, the preppy men style is very, like, bow ties and plaids and pastels.
Okay, so I just Google imaged Southern men and,
Diego's gonna be like, excuse me?
I mean, he's cute.
Right?
Joanna, do you know how to iron clothes?
I do.
All right, I do too.
I hope
not that hard. You plug the iron in, pour some water into it.
You get to go, yeah, yeah. I ironed on a patch to a leather jacket, and that worried me a little bit because you're not really supposed to do that. But I'm pretty much
leather.
A badass of ironing.
The next one is tie a tie. And I feel like, oh, did you just answer?
I said no, sorry.
I don't either, but I seem to feel like more women know how to tie ties than men do.
Oh, no. I used to know how to do it a little bit because, do you remember Avril Lavigne?
I remember Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. Do you remember her? I will remember you. Now, were you a fan? She always had the tie around her.
I mean, I wasn't a fan, but I didn't dislike her.
Oh, well, I was a fan and I used to wear like a tie around me. So I knew how to do it a little bit ago, but I mean, again, thanks to the internet, we can learn anything.
Yeah, I know how to tie a bow tie, but not a regular.
I feel like that's harder. Like,
no, it's, well, I don't know, because I don't know how to tie a regular tie.
Ugh. Does Diego know how?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you guys work together.
Yeah, it's a group effort.
Yeah.
I'm still scrolling through Southern Men.
What's the best one you found?
Well, there's this one where they're like comparing abs in the mirror.
Oh, that's Carl.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Okay, where did we leave off of the list? Let me go back to
tying a tie. List. Chloe, what are you doing?
Oh, this next one. Oh, so we got 0 for 0 on that one. This next one's pretty vague. It just says fix basic household problems. I'm going to assume that means like handyman things.
I don't. Well,
you don't?
No. Like, no, I don't. I can like.
Like you couldn't drill a hole in the wall and put up some shelves?
No, that scares me. But you know what I can do? I can go down to the store and I can get me some command hooks.
What are those? The sticky things?
Yeah.
God, we have those all over the place.
Yeah, I'm not drilling any holes and stuff. Fucking no.
That's so permanent.
I know. I have an issue with commitment to my decor. I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm putting myself down for this one. I'm pretty handy. We recently did a bunch of construction on the house, and Diego and I did most of it ourselves.
So you're like you're like Matthew the Builder.
Yes.
Yes, yes, you can.
Yes,
yes, we can.
With my bedazzled tool belt.
Well, naturally. Naturally.
And then this next one kind of.
I can bedazzle. Is that a household skill?
Okay, well, that's the same thing. Let me put you down.
Like, Joanna, did you fix the sink? No, I just put glitter on it.
No, I just covered it in rhinestones.
It's beautiful.
Problem solved.
That'll be $600, ma'am. For all my
The job. Next one is just keeping a living space, which I don't really know what that means either.
Not being homeless?
I think that means just like, well, I'm assuming it means like just being able to like clean your living space, not living like a slob.
Yes and no.
I feel like there's a difference between can you and do you.
Yeah, I'm going to say no on that one. And that's one of my goals this year is to get better. Because, like, I love when the house is amazingly clean and then I get comfy and I turn around and it's a mess again. And I'm like, I don't know what happened. What about you? Are you a cleaner?
I feel like we're cleaning every day.
Yeah.
In fact, right after I hang up with you, Diego's going to make me clean.
Well, I literally Googled, like, the other day I got so tired of it. I Googled a maid service. But at this point, I feel like I need to clean up before the maid gets here or she'll judge, or he or she will judge.
Oh, me. Yeah. My mom used to have someone come over, like, maybe, like, twice a month to clean. But we had to pick everything up before she came over because she didn't do that. She just did, like, the scrubbing stuff. You still have to, like,
put things away.
Not be mess.
Yeah. So, well, I know it's a real job, and my friend Mindy is a really good organizer, and she's like, I'll come over and I'll go help you clean the house, and I'm like, but I'm too embarrassed. Like, let me clean it before you do it. She's really good, and I'm a slob. I don't know why she puts up with me. I think if we ever lived together, she'd probably kill me just because I'm so messy.
Oh, I know a lot of people that they are my best friends in the entire world, but we would murder each other if we had to live together.
Well, Ryan and me are really similar. Unfortunately, we're too similar when it comes to cleaning. I think one of us needs to be more
you're like, someone else will do it.
Yeah, well, he's better than I am. But see, I'll get I'll have my pink Moscato and I'll be like, time to clean, break out the carpet rake. So I'll go through my moments of it's time to party.
Well, I'm going to put us both down for that because we can. And the list is things you should be able to do.
Yeah, it's not like I'm like, what's a vacuum? I'm not like that bad or anything.
How does this even work?
What? We're not like Paris Hilton on The Simple Life.
So we're almost done. We're in the home stretch here.
Okay.
We're at number 24 out of 30.
Okay, we can do it.
And we've transitioned to a new category.
Can you finish a list in under an hour? No.
This last category, Joanna, is called social.
Oh.
Joanna, can you dance like an adult?
What does that mean? What does that mean? Like boring?
Apparently at the age of 30, you're supposed to be able to dance like an adult. My sister and our family friend took Diego and I to a country western bar.
Oh.
That's probably not the right word. They were doing either square dancing or line dancing.
Oh, God, that's huge here.
At the time, I knew which one it was, but right now I can't remember what the difference is.
I don't want to be condescending, but gets in a line and does, like, the same moves. And, like, it's like the cha-cha slides a line dance. And the wobbles a line dance. But, see, we have a great bar in Colombia called The Woody. And it's great for a couple of reasons. On Thursday, I don't know if you're aware of the dance form of shag, but it's the state dance, and it's primarily for older people, but it's great, and it's kind of it's primarily associated with beach music, which I don't know if you know what beach music is, but that's another thing to Google. But anyway, so there's a lot of older people that go to the Woody, and they do line dancing to every popular song. So, like, what's that Robin Thicke song? Like, da-da-da-da-da, Blurred Lines. So, like, these older people with, like, all these younger people dancing, or they're twerking or whatever, and the older people are doing a line dance to, like, they all memorized and already all worked on. It was kind of nice. Like, so it was, like, intergenerational.
Then I'm going to go with this bar that we were taken to was line dancing, because that's everybody knew what they were doing, and I was out there trying my best.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, were you going in a square or a line?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, can one of the adulting things, like, know the difference between a square and a line?
I mean, I know my basic shapes.
Did you have too much pink Moscato? Like, what's going on?
I mean, it was kind of like a square, because you would do the steps one way, and then you would, like, turn 90 degrees and do the steps the other way.
Well, like, have you ever done the cha-cha slide? Or the wobble?
I don't know.
Or you don't wobble, John, baby,
I'm a dancer, but this, you are not speaking my language. I just looked up beach music, and Wikipedia says it's also known as Carolina beach music. So I think this is very much a regional thing.
It is very regional. Look up the song I Love Beach Music and listen to it after we're done with this. It's great.
Wikipedia says not to be confused with California sound, which I have never heard of.
Like, you know, California beach music, like the Beach Boys, like da na 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 na, like more fast, like beach music here. That was the Batman theme. Da na 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 na. The California, Carolina is a lot slower. And, like, okay, the most popular one is I Love Beach Music. And it goes, I love beach music every single day of my life, versus, like, the Beach Boys.
So why is it called beach? Where does the word beach come from?
Well, that one's called, like, because people associate it with summer and relaxing and, like, fruit, kind of like a southern version of, like, the cheeseburger in paradise, like Jimmy Buffett kind of thing.
Primarily confined to a small regional fan base, specifically to Myrtle Beach and Brunswick Isles.
Yes, yeah, so Myrtle Beach is only 3 hours from me. Myrtle Beach is amazing and terrible all at the same time.
How far is the ocean from you?
Well, actually, in Sumter, it was 3 hours. It's probably like 2 hours from here. It's not far. We try to go there every summer.
That's crazy. The beach is like 20 minutes away.
Oh, well, I thought you were, like, so impressed with how close we were.
No.
Not at all.
You're like, your state is on the coast, but you specifically are very landlocked.
I mean, we got a lake.
Is it flat there?
Okay, this is like which direction are you in?
No,
my carpet's very flat. That's why I have the rake. So
when Diego and I went to Florida, the first thing we noticed was how flat it is. Like, there are no mountains or hills on the horizon.
Yeah, no, it's very flat.
And it's very, like disconcerting. Like we did not like not being able to see like anything beyond the horizon.
No, like the best place to like the best place to see mountains and stuff, the closest to me, in my general idea is Asheville, North Carolina. They have got some amazing views from there. Highly recommend it. But no,
anyway,
not,
so the question was dance like an adult.
No, I still don't, if it means slow dancing and like how to do the proper waltzes, no. Like I think that's what it means.
Maybe not properly, but if you went to a wedding and you needed to like slow dance with somebody.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay, then I have to say, if the question is, can you stop yourself from twerking? Yes.
Can you behave like an adult?
Yes, I can do that. I'm going to put myself as a yes.
Joanna, number 25, can you play a vinyl record?
No.
I could.
You sound so disappointed in me. You're like, no. No, I don't know. I see them constantly for sale, and I almost buy them, and then I stop myself because there's no point.
It's fun. It's just hard to find the right track that you're looking for.
Yeah. No, I've never done it before.
This next one is take a decent photo.
You say a decent?
Yeah, decent photo. I'm assuming it means like anything more than a selfie in the mirror.
Yes, I can take a good photo. I take beautiful photos of the babies at work all the time. It's my favorite. I almost thought about getting into children's photography because it's like so much fun to take pictures of kids.
That would be fun. You should open a studio.
But only kids I already know because they already like me.
We call it like Joanna takes pictures of your kids.
I don't know how you thought of that name. Really had to pull deep for that
Joanna,
one.
Joanna, I'm a marketing genius.
Done.
Number 27 is nail a job interview, which I know I can do because I have a job.
Yeah.
However, I've had this job for a very long time, so I would be a little rusty if I ever needed to do it again.
I can do a really good job in an interview. I've only done poorly, and I've only interviewed for something that I didn't get one time. And it was for a library assistant, and apparently it was a much higher stakes job than I was aware because I was interviewed by 10 people in a room by myself. And the only other job I had at that time was at Papa John's. And all
they wanted to make sure you weren't too crazy to manage a library.
Like, oh my God. All I was told this job was like checking books out. Like it didn't seem that high stakes. The experience I had to like reflect upon in all the questions was I worked at Papa John's and I volunteered at a library like for 3 summers. So every question was like, well, this, when I was at Papa John's, like did not sound good. And I was in this wool dress.
I had no idea librarian was such a high qualified position.
I mean, 10 people in a boardroom? I mean, what is this? Am I going for like president of the library? I don't understand. So, but I've nailed everything else I've gotten. So, okay.
This next one is hilarious. It is number 28, control your anger.
I can. I can with certain people, but like when I'm like when I'm around like Ryan, where like he loves me unconditionally, I'll be like, I'll stomp my feet and be like, I'm so mad. Like I'll be like a total baby. But if it's like another human being who would be like, that's weird, I can control it. So I'm going to say yes.
I'm pretty good. I don't get angry about a lot of things. Like I'm pretty like laid back. Like it takes a lot to make me angry. I get frustrated with other people, but that's just because I'm
mad all the time. But yeah, you got to be an adult. Control yourself. I can definitely control myself in a professional situation.
This next one we might skip because I don't really understand what it means. Number 29, choose a date. And I don't know if they mean like pick a good date to go on a date with.
It's April 15th. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Or I don't know if they mean date like that.
I think so. It means, well, I honestly, I'm going to tell you, I think it's picking the right person. I think you need to phrase it better.
I mean, seeing as how you and I take 2 weeks to pick a day to record our weekly podcast.
I know. Yeah, let's hope it's not that. I'm going to assume it's partner-based because we've done really well with that. Because no, I think you need need to know is this person wasting my time? Is this person a good match for me? And you stop dating, like basically dating the same person over and over again. So I'm going to assume it's that. And I think we both nailed it. So give us a yes.
Can I just say, obviously, I have not dated in a very long time, but it sounds awful.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great. I feel like there's so many apps for people to reject you on now.
I have some single friends, and listening to them talk about, oh, I just said something that made my Amazon Echo light up. I have some single friends that talk about their dating experiences, and I just would not have the patience for that.
Well, I also, every time someone tells me a single story, I'm like, okay, then move on. Like, just don't stay with that person. I talked about it on the other podcast I did, where that book, He's Just Not That Into You, like, really just changed my mind, like, my mind frame. Like, why are you wasting time on someone who's, and if you say, look, I'm done, you're not treating me right, and they treat you right, well, then things worked out. But if you say you're not treating me right, and they're like, okay, fine, peace, then move on to the next one. I just don't understand putting up with people who don't value you.
I have two things to say.
Oh.
The first one is I have to confess that I haven't listened to this week's episode, the last episode of your other podcast.
It's fine. The audio is super quiet on it. Like, I on my, on the Snowball microphone, I had it on the lowest setting. Yeah, it's a long story.
The other thing that I have to say is I think that goes the other way too. I know a lot of people who have dated somebody and then that person did something to like mildly inconvenience them and they've broken it off. And I think sometimes people have like super high expectations and like,
well, here's my thing. Like, yes, give people leniency, but
I'm not saying that I have settled with Diego.
Oh, in the book, which I highly recommend you read, it talks about if someone doesn't care enough for you to do small things, then they're not going to do the big things. So, like, if he's not calling you when he said he was going to call you, then he's not worth it because he knows that you're getting anxious and worked up about it. And if you brought it up several times and it makes you upset, then he
and
doesn't care
about
you.
It's just like a general being like a nice person kind of thing. Like, if you're going to be super inconsiderate and like blow people off all the time, then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just don't be a dick. Don't be a dick.
That's all I
don't
to
understand.
That like, is all I had to say.
Will
about
Wheaton
that.
Said that once. Like, someone was talking about, like, does he have any advice about life? And he said, don't be a dick. And people were like, yes, that's hilarious and so true.
I mean, it is. It's not much more complicated than that. I've had people ask me, what's Diego and I's secret for being so in love? And I'm like, I don't know. We just like each other. Like, I don't. You just got to find somebody who you like to be around. Because I've had exes. Or actually, just one. I had an ex that he would call me and I would deliberately ignore his calls because I didn't want to talk to him. And when I realized that I was doing that, I realized that this was not going anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, I had a friend that was like, oh, don't you just always want to kill your husband? Like, that's marriage. And I went, totally.
Like, yeah, you have a husband that you want to kill all the time.
I've never thought that about, right? Like, he's annoyed me like a couple of times. Like, oh, that's annoying. But it's
well,
not
yeah, I mean,
point
it's normal to get frustrated with your significant other.
Yeah, but not to a like, ah.
That's the other thing. Like sometimes you fight. It's not like the end of the world.
Yeah. And that's what's good. You know, you found the right partner where you can fight and say some stuff like really bad and you know, it's going to be okay.
And then get over it.
Yeah. Okay. What do we make it through
all
the
right,
list?
Joanna, we have one more.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm ready.
Number 30. If you are 30 years old, you should be able to start a conversation.
Oh, I think we nailed that one.
Well, I'm going to say that around people that I don't know, I have a hard time talking. I get very like, I have a lot of social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, I can hold a conversation, but
I'm curious for
going out of my way to start a conversation with a stranger.
I'm curious what you think. Do you think, and I'm saying about real life, do you think I have trouble with it? Or do you think I'm okay with talking to random strangers?
I would say you probably make friends with everybody.
I am very friendly, and I used to be like a lot more outgoing. Like, I'd be like, a new person, let me go talk to them. And I found myself, I call it Billy and Julie-ing situations. Did you ever watch Difficult People on Hulu?
Yes.
Okay, so they're negative, and they'd sit there and make fun of people. And I started to do that. I'd find myself going out to somewhere and be like, this is dumb, that's dumb, here's why I'm not dumb. But I was literally telling this to Ryan and not saying anything to anybody else. So I have started my 2000s try new things, and so I'm like, I'll try and talk to someone when I'm out all the time. Sometimes it's really awkward, but I haven't made any new friends yet, so it's not going great. I mean, I'll make like club friends. Yeah. Like, hey, girl, and we'll talk. And then I'm like, let's exchange numbers. And we do, and then they sit in my phone forever, and I'm like, I'm not talking to you anymore, so I'm just going to delete this person. I haven't made a lasting friendship yet. I'm trying to.
It's hard to make friends as an adult.
It really is. I've tried so many apps, so many, like, those friend apps, and either, like, someone's like, oh, are you, like, hey, pretty, and I'm like, oh, I'm married. Thanks, so. And I don't feel comfortable, like, being friends with a straight man. Feels weird.
I have a lot of friends who live exclusively inside my phone, but, like, real life, going out and hanging out.
I'm ready. Yeah, I have a lot of Facebook friends that I need to, like, move on.
All right. Well, we did it.
We did it. What is our score? Are you keeping score?
Oh, I was.
I can't feel my face. What? Okay, I have never been to Coachella. Where is Coachella?
It is actually not that far from me.
Have you ever been?
No, but I don't think I would like to. I was actually talking to one of my other friends about this earlier today. Hold on, I can't talk and count at the same time. All right, final scores are in.
I'm ready.
Joanna.
Did I win?
Out of 30, you are 16.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say 16% an adult, but 16 out of 30 is
okay, 16. But some of those were like I could do them if I threw money at the problem. And I think that's the most adult thing to do.
That's not the same. Can you change your own oil? Well, yeah, if I pay someone else to do it, that's not...
No, it's being smart because I factored in the purchase of my car and I also factored in the price of oil changes. And I, you know what I did with that time? I probably babysat somebody to earn money.
The value of your time. Oh, I lost Joanna. All right, well, Joanna's gone. All right, well, I lost Joanna. The final score out of 30, Joanna scored 16 and Matthew wins with 22. That's going to conclude this week's episode of That's What I Said. Join us again next week. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. That really helps us out. And if you'd like to talk to me, I am on Twitter at Matthew Dickens. You can talk to Joanna. She is on Instagram at joanna.monsoon. And I guess until next week, goodbye.